Right, boys and girls, our text this morning is Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. It's a very easy verse, so don't be scared about volunteering to read it. Even I could read it without a mistake. So it's an easy verse, so let's have your hands up quickly. Philippians 4:19. Who's going to read it for me? A bit of rustling and fussling going on. Anybody up in the gallery? The sun's shining on you, blessed lot up there. I can hardly see you. Anybody up there going to read? No? All quiet. Right. Down here. Come. Stand in the gap. There you are. That's good, right? Thank you. That's good. My God shall supply all your need. Now, when I mention dried egg or dried milk, I know that lots of boys and girls don't know what I'm talking about. But I can remember both very, very, very clearly, because I'm an old man, and I can remember having to eat dried egg and to drink dried milk, mixed up, of course. Stories about dried milk today. It's a true story. Dad was in prison. It happened not too long ago either, and he was in prison in Siberia. Not because he had done anything wrong, but because he was a Christian and had been engaged in preaching the word of God. The authorities took him and put him into court and sentenced him to a term in Siberia. And in the prison that Dad was in, food wasn't good. And things started to happen to people because the food was so poor. Their teeth started to fall out. Hair started to fall out. The food lacked in calcium. So one of the letters that came home from Dad asked that if anyone ever came to see him, would they bring him dried milk? He really needed it. It was something he needed to keep his body strong and well. Well, all the family looked round the place, but although they could, many, many other things they could get, not a tin of dried milk was to be found. They could get things like a toothbrush, but what's the use of a toothbrush if you have no teeth? And they could get other things, but they couldn't get any dried milk. So they prayed about it. And perhaps as they prayed, they thought to themselves, well, would God really be interested in dried milk? I mean, he's interested in making the world. That's what we were learning a few Sundays ago. He hangs the world upon nothing. But is he really interested in a tin of dried milk? So the time came to visit Dad in prison in Siberia. Some of them were going up to see him. And they got all the food together that they had and had gathered and paid a lot of money for and did without to get it for Dad, but no dried milk. It seemed as if they were going to be disappointed. Well, just at that moment, some visitors came from the West, probably Britain or America. I'm not sure. The story didn't tell me. But they came to visit, and of course, the people they came to visit wondered who they were, and they asked lots of questions in case they were spies. But they discovered they were real Christian people. So they told these visitors, we're going up to Siberia to see our dad, and we're taking all these things with us. But you know, there's one thing we haven't got, and it's a tin of dried milk. And that's what our dad really wants and what he really needs. Now, you don't normally go over to Europe your holidays with a big tin of dried milk in your bag, so they didn't expect very much. And of course, if it had been me, they wouldn't have got any dried milk from me because I don't like the stuff. But one man looked interested and he said, do you know that my wife must have dried milk? That's the only kind of milk she can take, and the doctor has ordered her. She must only take dried milk. And we have a very large tin. In fact, he says, we've got two tins. Would you like to take one of them? Oh, you can imagine the delight as the man went home and brought what they never expected, a tin of dried milk. You might be saying, ooh, that's not very exciting. But they were excited because they had read this very verse that we've had read to us this morning. My God shall supply all your need. You know, boys and girls and men and women, sometimes when we pray, and I get this coming from people I visit, we ask God for the big important things. You know, about a change of job or a change of house or a change of school, or if someone's going through a big operation, we pray hard about that. But we would never ask him about dried milk. But Paul says he supplies everything that we really need. He's way up in heaven. and yet he's concerned with the tiniest details of life. So never let us think there's anything too small for God. Bring everything to him in prayer, as Paul did, and you'll have every need supplied.